Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer, and these are your crazy, stupid
idiots.
Well, then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Some people doing dumb things repeatedly over and over again. Often, this isn't a sham.
Lord, starting in Florida, you guys, strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
Oh, dear.
They're also pantsless at the Circle K.
Oh, fun. Sign me up.
I don't know if you want to be signed up for this program. 21-year-old Kendall Mabry walked out of a Circle K bathroom near Orlando last Thursday with no pants or undies on. And a cop happened to be right there to see the experience as it unfolded.
Oh, What was unfolding?
Well, she'd been drinking.
Oh, I just meant like something on her body.
Oh, no, not that I know of. I also wasn't there. She had been drinking. She was slurring her words, and she also smelled of marijuana.
Oh, okay.
But that's not what makes her a crazy, stupid idiot. This is all really super.
Oh, that's not the crazy, stupid idiot?
I mean, that's sort of garden variety, right? Pantsless woman walks out in public.
That's pretty good one.
Okay, well, here's the deal.
Although it is hot out.
It is hot.
Ventilation.
Although I, you know, like even if I were taking off, if I were taking off all my clothes, I'd leave my undies on because you get sweaty down there and you just need some, like, something to
absorb.
Mm-hmm. Absorbing Junior.
That's create a barrier. Yeah.
Pragmatic of you.
Yeah. Well, because then you sit down and you don't want to leave anything behind.
Yeah, that's when you just have to carry a towel with you.
Yeah.
The cops.
I've been to a lot of nudist camps, have you, Holly?
She will say nothing. The cop asked her why she was in the store because she, by the way, left the bathroom and then was wandering around the store with no pants on.
They're like, ma'am.
The cop was like, ma'am, wear your pants. What are you doing with no pants on? And she said that another police officer told her it was totally fine to go pantsless in this heat.
Oh, that's probably a horny police officer.
Her pants, by the way, were in the car, which means she did not disrobe in the bathroom of the Circle K. It was only when she left the bathroom that the cop happened to be there and noticed her. She'd also walked right into the store with no pants on. A cashier called the cops when they saw her walk in, and they met her at the restroom. She is facing charges for disorderly intoxication.
So she was high. Does getting high make you take your pants off at a Circle K?
No. Mm-mm. I just think maybe she'd had a lot going on because she also had been drinking. And,
oh, okay. Well,
you know,
booze will definitely
knows?
Make your pants come off. I do know that from first pants experience.
She, by the way, has pleaded not guilty to the misdemeanor.
Well, you know, she probably has a good lawyer who's like, don't you act guilty.
She also was not
tell
charged.
Me you had a pants allergy.
She was not charged for walking around pantsless.
She was not charged? Well,
no,
what was
she was charged
with?
For disorderly intoxication.
Oh,
but not
they're
for...
like, we'll let the pants slide
mm-hmm.
as long as you deal with the drunk and
too.
Disorderly.
Exactly.
Okay. This has been, there's been a lot
of
nudity
lately. That would be embarrassing. That would be one of those things where, like, when you sobered up and they were like, do you know why you're here, ma'am? And you were like, I don't know. Oh, I
welcome to most
recall.
Of my 20s, somebody going, do you know where you are? And I'm like, where are my pants?
Okay. I just would be like, oh, yeah. No, I can't undo that.
That's why I don't do that anymore.
There you go.
Yep.
Do you have a crazy, stupid idiot?
I do. And we're going to go to McDonald's.
Oh, my gosh. You didn't tell me we were going to McDonald's today.
Oh my God, you're so excited.
Well, sometimes you just want a Happy Meal.
Well,
unless you're Joaquin Phoenix. Who thinks there's nothing happy about that meal? Remember, we just talked
that's
about
right.
The other
I was
day.
Like, I know there's a story because she's laughing, but I don't remember what it was. Mm-hmm. But I want to honor that laughter.
Thank you.
Yeah, we are going to McDonald's, and this is all about a Happy Meal. I would just like to tell you, it got real unhappy at the McDonald's because somebody couldn't get themselves a Happy Meal. Do you want to guess what happened? Let me just tell you.
Okay.
So a man in Virginia allegedly did something to everyone at the McDonald's
mm-hmm.
because he was unable to get a Happy Meal. Do you want to guess what he did? It does not involve doo-doo.
Okay, he did something because he couldn't get a Happy Meal?
Yes, he did something to everyone at McDonald's.
He sang to them.
Okay.
Nope. Okay, so that's
not... Is that
not...
your best word?
No, it wasn't.
Okay. Oh, boy.
I'm so mad I'm going to sing. I mean, that would be a crime against people if I did it.
I'm so mad.
I'm so mad at you.
Did he do a human impression of a sprinkler?
A human impression? Oh, like...
With his hose.
Oh, I thought you meant like the dance from the early 90s.
No.
The sprinkler. Holly was doing that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Holly?
Yeah, there it is.
Catch the YouTube.
Get it.
No, he did not whiz on the audience.
Oh,
or
boy.
The audience.
Well, I bet they were all looking. What did he do?
He threatened to execute everyone.
Wow. I thought it was more fun when we were talking about...
human sprinklers.
Yeah, so, or like a song. I don't know, the karaoke made me happy.
Good news. He didn't.
Okay.
But here's what happened. So it turns out you don't want to threaten to execute everyone at the McDonald's if you can't get a Happy Meal.
I pretty much could have told you that.
So according to the Office of Stafford County Sheriff, the following words were spoken. Happy Meal order sparks crime spree. There was a suspect who was apparently, well, I'm not even going to read their words. I'm just going to tell you. This guy was working as a delivery driver, I think, for DoorDash. And I don't know. I'm assuming like he got an order for a Happy Meal. But for whatever reason, it was 9:57 in the a.m. Mm-hmm. And that is not a Happy Meal time.
No, it's too early for a Happy
Meal. It's breakfast
meal. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You can get your pancakes.
Yeah.
And also, God, you're there for breakfast at McDonald's. How many times in your life do you get to be at a McDonald's for breakfast?
That's a rare experience.
Right? Usually you're like, oh, I just missed breakfast.
Yes.
But he wanted a Happy Meal. A DoorDash driver was unhappy that Happy Meals cannot be ordered from the breakfast menu. The driver became agitated before leaving in a white Toyota sedan. Now, while he was on, you know, the like,
can I help you with your order, please?
They were like,
I'm sorry, we don't have any Happy Meals. It's not time yet.
And he was like, okay, I'll be back. When I kill everyone.
Oh, my gosh.
And so they were like, okay, that's scary.
Yeah.
Right? Well, it gets even worse.
It gets worse than he threatened to kill everybody?
Yeah. He had a gun that he was waving.
Oh, no.
And it wasn't a human gun?
It wasn't his...
No.
It wasn't for his...
I know we've been through a lot of stories on this mm-hmm. show together, so it's easy to believe that. Apparently... the victim, so here's the thing. He brandished that gun in front of a bunch of people. And one of the victims that he brandished that gun, because they call it a brandishing victim. And I'm like, that's just a weird turn of phrase.
Yeah.
But essentially, one of the people that he like waved his gun at, he was, so imagine you're parked at the Panera when the suspect drove into the lot in a white Toyota sedan. Without any provocation, he raised his handgun and pointed it at the victim.
Yeah, so Panera guy had no idea what was going on.
This is like the guy that tried to... you know, come at you, the clown.
Yes! When I was driving on...
What?
You don't know this story, Holly. I'm sure you do. You just don't remember it.
You have to have heard this story, Holly.
When I was driving with a friend, I was in the passenger side of the vehicle, and I looked at the car next to me, and there was somebody in full clown regalia.
No, I don't know this
You don't
story.
Know this story?
It's in your neighborhood, Holly. Be careful.
It is,
Wasn't
actually.
It in your neighborhood?
Yeah. It was by a college, a St. Paul College area, and full clown regalia. Like, and I was like delighted because when you see a clown driving a car, you're like, that clown's going to a party, right? But then that clown had a gun in their hand and looked at me and mouthed, "I'll kill you." And my friend was driving, and I was like, "Step on it, go!"
I love that Holly is like laughing hysterically now.
No.
10 years ago or 20 years ago when that was.
That was 20 years.
That would be hilarious.
That was 20 years ago.
Today?
Was it funny? It didn't feel funny.
That would not be hilarious. No, I'm saying in the telling of that joke from 20 years ago, it's hilarious.
Now, because of the passage of time and I was okay.
Hey, yeah. You're fine.
But I do have a healthy fear of clowns.
And guns.
Well, that existed.
Yeah.
Humility.
I mean, it wasn't bad enough that there was a gun. It was the mouthing of I'll kill you that really... was the end of the story for me.
All right.
Yeah.
We went Nobody the was
gamut,
killed.
Gamut of emotions there.
The guy was arrested. Nobody got a Happy Meal.
That's a bummer. They don't have Happy Meals in prison, I think. Right?
No, but they do have a program wherein, because I have a friend who works in the food service business who works with some like correctional institutions, and they have a program whereby you can order special food items for folks that are in those institutions.
That's kind of nice to know.
Yeah. So like there are like cheeseburgers and...
I do. Can I say something else that's semi unrelated but totally related? I just, when you were doing the impression of the drive through, I just want to say that drive throughs have really come a long way. You know, because you can really understand.
Can you?
Yes.
I haven't been through a drive through in a thousand.
It. Well, I do. We travel a lot,
yeah, and
I got kids, so I go through a lot of drive throughs, and it's clear as a bell. And they do this really lovely thing now, where they put up on the screen what you ordered. So you don't have to like be like, no, I said, and you can like, it's just, it's amazing.
Did they ask you if you want like a fried pie with that? Like, do they upsell you?
No.
Remember we talked about that yesterday.
They don't ask you if you'd like a medium or a large when you just want a small.
Can I get you one of our yummy pretzel cheese cappuccino bites?
Also,
I feel like every time I go to get coffee,
yeah,
I have to wade through like a conversation. I'm not a member of your points club. Mm-hmm. No offense. I don't
you
want
really
to be. And I'm
be,
sorry.
I'm, you should be.
But I don't want to be because all I ever get is coffee and you're never going to give me a free coffee.
Yeah, you get free. I'm telling you, at Starbucks, those stars add up. I'm telling
you. Yeah, but then it becomes like an illness and you've got to keep track. And I just feel bad for the people that have to ask that because, you know, they don't want to ask you if you're a member of their points club. Right.
Yeah, because they're afraid that you're a secret shopper.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, I remember those days when you're like, hi, would you like a fried pie with this meal? Mm-mm. They are so good. It is only 50 cents extra.
I bet you really
order.
Sold them.
Yeah.
Employee of the month.
Yeah,
Bradley
there he
Trainer.
Is. Would you picture, like one?
My picture was never, ever on the break. Break wall.
Yeah.
Or what do you call
employee
that?
Employee of the month. Yeah, the break room wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not me.
It's not nope. now. It's not nope. now either.
I was dropping.
I'm just saying our faces are not on the employee of the month wall.
You don't know. I was dropping sandwiches in the back and picking them up and putting them on a plate and going, no one will notice.
Dust it off.
Was this the same? We don't have time to talk about Bradley Trainer's former jobs. I know so many wonderful stories, but was that the same mall one where with the bathroom with the half door?
Yeah, when I had to go to the bathroom on my on the job, and I had to pull the whole thing down and be like, "Be back in a minute," and then I had to poop, and so I sat in the stall, but the doors were cut in half because there had been a problem with people doing things in there.
Oh boy!
So. People walking by could see into the stall.
Oh gosh.
And this weirdo came up to the stall door
and just stood there
and looked at me and said, "Hey. Hey."
Oh gosh.
And I'm like, "Well, I can't really go anywhere."
Question, was he dressed as a clown?
Oh, and he did not aim a gun at me, but he wanted me to aim one at him.
Turn on the Colleen and Bradley show. We got a little game to play. That game is called The Throwback.
Live
after this on My Talk 107.1.